Good morning. Here's some of the news for Monday morning, November 16, 2015. On Friday evening, gunmen and bombers attacked restaurants, a concert hall, and a sports stadium at locations across Paris. This left 129 dead, 99 in critical condition, and more than 300 wounded. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attacks.
C'est un acte de guerre qui a été commis par une armée terroriste, Daesh, une armée djihadiste contre la France, contre les valeurs que nous défendons partout dans le monde.
French President François Hollande promised swift retaliation for what he called an act of war, acts of terrorism and barbarism.
C'est un acte de guerre qui a été préparé, organisé, planifié de l'extérieur et avec des complicités intérieures que l'enquête permettra d'établir. C'est un acte d'une barbarie absolue.
On Sunday, President Obama reiterated what he had said right after the attacks, that the U.S. stands with France.
The killing of innocent people based on a twisted ideology is an attack not just on France, not just on Turkey, but it's an attack on the civilized world.
On Sunday evening, France launched airstrikes on Raqqa. That's what the Islamic State group has been using as its capital in Syria. It's located on the north bank of the Euphrates River. The French Ministry of Defense said they destroyed a jihadi training camp and a munitions dump. Iraqi intelligence say that's where Friday's attack on Paris was planned. The jets were launched from sites in Jordan and the Persian Gulf in coordination with U.S. forces. An ISIS-affiliated website confirmed the strikes on the center of the city, saying 10 people had been killed and dozens wounded. It also published photographs purportedly showing victims, including two of young boys, suggesting that they were civilians. Across the U.S., vigils were held in solidarity with the people of France. In Washington Square Park, people gathered over the weekend to talk about the attacks.
Well, my thoughts are very sad, and I feel very, very afraid of the world that we are living in.
Marie-Jules Ingle is a retired French teacher.
I was very shocked that you two, for example, canceled the concert. I think we all have to keep living the way we have, and not let anybody intimidate us. And I think this rally here is wonderful, just because there is so much respect, and obviously, you know, people are not loud, people are in pain, and it's just a wonderful sense of community.
Some point out that when there are attacks like this in non-Western countries, they don't get the same amount of attention. For instance, in April, at least 147 people, mostly students, were killed in an assault by al-Shabaab militants on a university in northeastern Kenya. Witnesses said the militants singled out Christians and shot them. Al-Shabaab says it attacked the university because it is at war with Kenya. Meanwhile, in the aftermath of the Paris attacks, people all over the world and belonging to all faiths have reiterated that the blame for growing international conflict cannot be put on Muslims or people belonging to the Islamic faith. And on Sunday, President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed Syria's civil war. This was on the sidelines of the G20 Economic Summit in Turkey. The U.S. administration says Obama and Putin agreed that Syria needs a political transition led by Syrians, preceded by negotiations mediated by the U.N. and a ceasefire. Obama and Putin have long been at odds about whether there's a role for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad after the transition. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.